Look at verse 4. Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him. And look what it says. Faint, yet pursuing them. They're tired. Now think about this. You say, well, I mean, what's so tiring? They're not even fighting that much. There's 300. You know what that means? There's no substitutes. So whoever's fighting is fighting for both shifts. It's not like, all right, man, I'm tired. I got to take a rest. All right, you sit down, man. I've been resting, and I go out and fight. No, those 300 are doing both shifts. The graveyard shift, the morning shift, the afternoon shift. They're doing all the shifts. So they're tired. They're faint. But it says here that they're faint, yet they're still pursuing. And you know what? There's going to be times in our lives as Christians when we're just tired, right? Whether you're physically tired or you're spiritually tired, you're emotionally fatigued, you're mentally weary. And you know what? During those times, you got to keep pursuing. This is not a time to sit out of church. Now, when you just had a baby, sit out of church. That's a time when you need to, when you're weary, yes, you're tired, yes, and guess what? You need to recover. But, you know, don't just, well, you know, I'm just discouraged, so I'm not going to come to church. Bad reason. Bad reason. Well, you know, I'm just offended. Things are going well in my finances. And here's my list of excuses that I have why I'm not in church. That's not a good reason. When you're fatigued, when you are tired, when you are faint, that's the time when you're supposed to be in church the most. Exhorting one another daily. Why? Because once you come to church, you receive that exhortation, you receive the instruction, and what happens? You actually get the strength to keep going on. You get some preaching in, you get some fellowship in, you have your daily vitamins, spiritual vitamins in, you get what you need to keep going forward. You know? And look, I know if you're sick, you go to YouTube Baptist Church. You got to get the sermons online, amen? But if you're not sick, if you're just discouraged, just come to the real deal. The real deal is better than YouTube, by the way. Just to let you know that. The real deal is always better than YouTube. Thank God for YouTube, but the real deal is always better. Okay? If you're faint, keep pursuing. Proverbs 24, I read this, I quoted it earlier, but let me say it again. It says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Isaiah chapter 40, let me look at the verse here. Verse 29. Look at verse 29. Well, let's start in verse 28. It says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, it says, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. You see, the Bible tells us that the glory of young men is their strength, right? You get a young guy who's got that vinegar, amen, and they're strong, they have vitality in them, and they're strong. But you know, even those guys will get weary. Even those guys will faint. God will not. It says in verse number 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So, what is our strength based upon? Is it based upon how physically strong we are? No. And I'm not against men being strong because we're supposed to be strong physically, amen? You know, it's not based on our physical strength, our physical prowess, our physical ability to you know, whatever it may be physically. What it's based upon is when we wait upon the Lord, He'll renew our strength. You see? You know, I know a lot of guys in times past, they were physically strong, but they're emotionally weak. Bunch of emotionally, mentally weak men. You know, our strength is not based upon how we look or how physically strong we are. It's based upon us being able to wait upon the Lord. And by the way, that requires strength. Why? Because being patient requires strength, does it not? You know, waiting requires strength instead of being hasty, right? Being able to be patient and to wait when you can't change a circumstance, when you can't change your situation, and you're required and you're forced to wait, and you do it patiently, you wait upon the Lord, then your strength is renewed. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So they'll be able to do the most arduous spiritual tasks and not grow weary. They may not be able to lift all kinds of crazy heavy weights, but you know what? They can withstand persecution. They can run the race that is set before them. They can walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. This is what I'm seeing here, right? They shall run and not be weary. Run the race that is set before you. That requires endurance. Amen. They shall not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.